go all the way. So long, Eric Carmen. Gone at 74, but not forgotten, that's for sure. Had to get going with that song this morning. A lot of kids know that now from Guardians of the Galaxy. Remember he's on that movie soundtrack?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here we go. Yeah. Tuesday, good morning, America. Welcome to March the 12th, 2024. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning, and the Boss Big Show is now on the air at 107.1997 in South Jersey on your Boss app, 1071theboss.com. Most of the crew here today. Nick on vacation this week. Kermit running around in circles this morning. I get a 4 o'clock text from Kermit, who says, I'm putting out fires. Because he had a power issue at the house. So luckily he's back up and running today, but he's behind getting all the sports information. So
the wind knocked his power out?
I guess so. Yeah, the wind's pretty crazy yesterday.
Yeah, last night got pretty quick.
Yeah.
Some areas were 50-mile-an-hour, 60-mile-an-hour winds. And so I'm sure there were some scattered power outages that remain. And it happened to the Kermster this morning, so he's all stressed out.
The Kerbster.
That's right.
I like that.
Because I know I should feel bad. It's out of his control. But, of course, I'm just annoyed because he's inconveniencing me that he's running behind with everything he's supposed to send along. So
that's right.
But, of course, I'm only interested in me and how it affects me. Mm-hmm. Should feel bad that the poor guy's power is out with his two kids who are probably freezing. You know, it's a real sad situation over there at Casa de Kermit. But
you don't care. It's like 45 out. It's, they're not freezing. But
they're probably at... Probably at his in-laws' house.
Yeah.
Speaking of sports, big Devils win last night. How about that?
Rangers won
last night. I thought the Devils beat the Rangers last night.
No, Rangers won 3-1.
Well, he might have had the report wrong. I thought he said
that.
I would have sworn he just said the Devils won. See, this is what I get without. He hasn't sent me the sheet, but I would have sworn that's what he said.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I had it backwards. Yeah, he's right. Rangers won last night.
Yeah, 3-1.
All right.
Whoops.
I would have. Did he?
Great
not,
game.
Did
really
he not just say that? I would have sworn he just said that, but.
Really good hockey game.
I got some research.
Really good hockey game.
Got some research on the Devils. They are the favorite team of two European countries. They polled European countries in their interest in American hockey. I'm not sure why they did this, but they did. And they found that Switzerland and Slovakia are huge fans. The Devils are the most popular hockey team there.
Well, Switzerland is because Nico Hischier is the captain of the team, and he's from Switzerland.
Yep.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Okay. Yep.
And I don't know why that. What was the other one?
Slovakia.
Slovakia? Yeah. We probably have a couple of Slovaks on the team. I don't know, but I do know that Nico is from Switzerland.
The Toronto Maple Leafs were the second most popular in Switzerland. I would think hockey is big over there, right?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
They don't have their own teams that they're rooting for?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
I'm sure there's a European
league.
Yeah.
The
American teams are most interested in. Overall, the Devils were the 25th most popular team in Europe.
Yeah, I haven't won in a while. That's what happens over there. When you win, you become popular.
imagine going to Slovakia. There's a place that would never be on my travel list.
No. I've never thought of Slovakia ever as a travel destination.
Is there any place you would never go on a trip?
Slovakia.
No, come on.
Russia?
Yeah, Russia's probably be top of the list.
You look at pictures of Russia and it looks beautiful. They have all those pretty buildings with the colors on them. It's cold and it seems a little scary.
I have a friend that went over there and consulted, and he's got a picture of himself in front of the Kremlin, you know, that building with the... With the tops on, you're talking about that. Yeah. I can't imagine going over there. But he put on that big hat like he's Dr. Zhivago and all of that. And he said the food was great. The people were great. So, you know, it's just Putin. It's the problem. The country's probably beautiful, you know. So
I was going to go there one time. We were, Connor was playing on one of these Team USAs in lacrosse. And they were playing all over Europe. So I was going to go with them. But then I realized it cost me about $40,000 to do that.
Yeah.
So I said, that's all right. But on the list pictures. Of places for me to go. Yeah, right. I was going to go from Germany, literally land in Russia, get in a cab, go to the Red Square, just look around, get back in a cab and go back to the
get
airport,
the hell out of there,
the
right?
Out of there. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to do. But I didn't get to do that.
I you know, going to the airport is stressful enough. I can't imagine going to the airport in Russia and trying to get out of the country.
Exactly.
It's not where I want to be. I would be so nervous. They would detain me for no reason.
It's probably more routine than you would think it would be, you know?
Yeah, probably.
I can honestly say I don't know anyone who's ever been to Russia, so I don't. Yeah.
Well, I
don't
do. Like I said, he loved it, you know? So, I don't know. Well, now he's dead, actually. But
he's dead. So,
but not because of Russia.
But, no. But, well, you never know. It might have been.
No. It was your...
Right. That's what I'm like. No, I don't. I'm good.
You know
I'm
where
good.
I would love to go? And it's just, it's funny. Like, Hawaii is too long a flight for me, but I would love to go to Asia. I would love to see Japan. And then I'm something, you know, there's a theme park buff. And they say that the Disney, the Universal, all the parks they have in China are the best in the world. They're better than the ones we have here because they're, I guess, partially funded by companies there. And so they spend more money, so it's more better special effects
right,
and all of that.
Right.
But then you think yourself, it's a communist country. And is there anything more commercial consumerism than Disney, you know? So
right.
It's kind of a funny thing that the best Disney part, the best Main Street USA is in Shanghai. But I'd really like to go see it. But I don't know if I can sit on a plane for 27 hours, you know.
You know, it's really funny too about that trip Connor took to Europe. They got off the airplane in Germany somewhere. I forget where it was. And they get on the bus and they go to their hotel. And what's the first thing they do in Germany?
Go to McDonald's.
Yeah, Burger King.
Can we have a Wappa here in Berlin?
I thought that was absolutely. I said, where'd you go to eat? Did you find some beer hall or something? No, we went to Burger King.
Burger King.
That's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
And on the way in the broadcast today, we got a lot going on. Maybe you heard the big announcement yesterday. Robbie and Rochelle's big show at the Basie, bringing in Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Vertical Horizon for a big summer party on August the 20th. The tickets go on sale this Friday. We made the announcement yesterday. Win them before you can buy them. Passes this morning at 7:10. We're doing something we've never done before. What's in the closet?
Oh, no.
We'll play What's in the Closet for your chance to win at 7:10.
Okay.
Kind of excited about that. I like when we do something new. So we got a new, another new one that people seem to like. It's movie guy Red Pepper's word of the day. I'm Red Pepper, and it's rated R, restricted for kids under 17. Red Pepper will have a word for you. Hopefully, if yesterday's word, you call in, win a Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning coffee tumbler, coffee thermos, and we'll have a brand new word for this Tuesday. That happens about 8:20. We got Ross coming in. We'll do the Fast Five birthday file. We'll do He Said.
She Said.
At 7:50 this morning. Don't forget the food file. That's on the way. And right here, right now, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, which has a sponsor. Thank you to our friends at Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. They're working with Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Schedule your first visit today. Call them 800-267-GOAL. Visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com to see more. You got a local business, your community group, charity, putting on an event, trying to raise some awareness for your cause, make some funds. Hey, that's what it's all about. Let us know. We'll try and share it right here. Communities helping communities. Text us, Facebook us, get us at 1071theboss.com. You get a complete list of events anytime. Boss Roadie's on the move for St. Paddy's Day weekend. You know, we get a big Irish breakfast and a big party. Start early in the morning, 8 o'clock, doors open at Bar A. And then Tom's got the Springsteen on Sunday show, a special of St. Paddy's Day edition.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ross will move over to Kelly's Tavern in Neptune starting at 11. And the party goes till 3 in the afternoon and all night long beyond that, I'm sure. So it'll be a big crazy day of St. Paddy's Day fun. Bring your green beads, baby.
Yes.
All starts at 8 in the morning. And we got a kids' night, Easter Bunny fun. Of course, that's coming up early this year. Easter is this month.
I know. It's crazy.
And I think it's an April thing, but mm-hmm. No, it's later on this month. Kids' night with Easter Bunny fun at Trey Pizza and Pasta and Beer Garden in Brick. Starting at 5:30, wave to all those brick cows as you go by. Evening of fun with the Easter Bunny. That's DIY pizza. You know, kids learn how to make a pizza. Basket of treats, and you get to pick an egg to see if you win a prize.
Oh, that's fun.
Make your reservations, though. They're recommended. Reservations now at Trey. That's T-R-E, TreyPizza.com for all the details. How about this? It's bingo night tomorrow night at the Toms River Elks Lodge. That starts at 7. Over $2,000 in prizes up for grabs. New machines. There'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, grilled cheeses, and a lot more. It's Tom's River or TomsRiverElks.com for the details. TomsRiverElks.com for the details. No need to type lodge.
B4. That's B and the number 4.
You get ready for a little bingo, are you?
I love bingo.
I'll be there for the grilled cheese.
I love bingo. It's really fun.
I've been craving a grilled cheese for months. I don't know why I haven't had one, but they just make that sound so good.
We had a grilled cheese like 2 weeks ago.
I don't remember having a grilled cheese.
You did. I made you a grilled cheese.
Well, I want one now.
Okay.
They bring these things up, and all of a sudden, I got cravings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Spring Sip and Shop Vendor Fair is happening Saturday from noon to 4. The Garden State Distillery, also in Toms River, shop unique treasures while supporting local businesses. Garden State Distillery Company. Just search them on Facebook, Garden State Distillery Company, for all the info. And there you are, just a little snapshot of what's going on here around the great Garden State. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood, CBB, the Community Bulletin Board.
Staring at the lights, And sometimes I can't remember. Dancing girls and nudie bars seem to be my line of work. Believe me when I say I can't tip you gals forever. And just when I get up to leave, she lays that booty down. Sweet Fanny, can I play with you a while? Yeah, just twerk for me and please don't you fart. Sweet cakes, I paid for a fantasy. Yeah, that's it, you know what I like. Other dancers can take a hike. Don't rub up on me. Sweet Fanny.
There he is via satellite hookup. All right, now here he is, the boss with the hot sauce, with a look at your horrible scopes as we get through this week. Uncle Ross Britton.
All right, Aries, the moon spends a good portion of the day in your sign, and you're more interactive and emotionally engaged than usual.
Wow.
Connecting with someone through similar values can be satisfying and reinforcing.
I'm feeling satisfied myself.
Taurus, with the moon in the sign behind yours much of the day, it's a good time to slow down. Applying yourself to your work or putting more of your personality into what you do can be especially beneficial and satisfying.
I feel like I'm on an escalator, just moving very slowly.
Gemini, you can have a hard time sticking with the routine at times today, or could end up going on a tangent and accomplishing very little.
Uh-oh.
While making room for pleasant activities makes sense now, settling on a special activity or area of interest can help settle you.
Going off on a tangent, remind you of anyone?
Cancer, with Mercury and Uranus in a minor clash today.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, you heard me.
Okay.
You could be quickly bored with the routine or ordinary ideas and plans.
I've never been bored with anything in my anus.
Part of you may be looking to shake things up, but it's important to know where you're headed in this respect to benefit from this agency.
Well, it's awfully ticklish, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh. Leo, if you put some picky tails behind you, you could be motivated to tidy up your life. Wait. Let me start over on this one.
You're still thinking about my anus, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Leo, if you put some picky details behind you, you could be motivated to tidy up your life in crucial ways.
It's funny because it means in your anus.
It might not be easy getting over frustrations, but allowing them to motivate you to make changes or put an irritating situation behind you.
Kind of like this bit.
Can be productive.
Okay, good.
Virgo, openness and new ideas and concepts can positively impact your job, routines, health, and daily tasks today.
Mm.
You take more pleasure in pursuing a path to wellness or more orderliness in your affairs. It's also a great time for enjoying different ideas to boost your mood.
Well, thank you very much.
Libra, watch for making too quick decisions today. It's best to avoid impulsive moves until you better understand your needs. Later today, you'll naturally gravitate to ways to combine fun and intimacy creatively.
I have an idea for you.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
It's my anus.
Stop it. You seem to know that it doesn't have to be one or the other.
That's right.
Scorpio, watch for impatient exchanges today as they can end up causing more friction than you need right now. The moon heads into your opposite sign.
Are you thinking of John Cena naked?
No. Motivating you to find balance in your life and could mean paying special attention to the needs of that special someone.
Am I on candid camera right now?
No. Sagittarius, today's minor Mercury-Uranus clash can rev you up in spots.
I bet.
And try not to make too quick decisions now, reminding yourself that you need some breathing room. You can find the perfect project or pursuit that brings you great pleasure as the day advances.
Whatever you do, come up with a safe word.
Capricorn, you tend to seek stimulation today, but don't until later on.
Come on, I'm being punked.
When you come into your own, the moon will be moving into your colorful, playful solar fifth house, and you can feel a little freer and more affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Aquarius, energies today can sometimes find you a little hurried, but it can be an error-prone time if you're giving into the idea that you need to speed up in order to enjoy life more.
Yeah.
Try to relax as much as possible.
Just be a little more submissive, if you will.
Because juggling too many things can lead to a feeling of burnout or overextension.
You might like it if you try it, that overextension.
And finally, Pisces.
And finally,
you can be hungry for new ideas and fresh methods or approaches today, but this mindset can make regular routines seem particularly dull. It can be a time when saying something you don't mean can lead to unneeded complications. And those are your Tuesday horrible scopes.
Mm-hmm. In my anus. Thanks, Ross.
And now, things you may have missed at the Oscars.
And the Oscar goes to Godzilla.
Run! It's Godzilla!
Arigato!
This has been Things You May Have Missed at the Oscars.
St. Paddy's Day week, spring right around the corner. Nothing but good stuff. Which means, of course, we'll be celebrating by stuffing our heads and downing beverages. Time?
Yes.
Foodfall, excellent, it's Foodfall. Oh, Sampic.
That's right. Stories trending about food and drink.
Yeah.
And we have them all right here, conveniently, because this is the food file.
Food file!
Right here.
Redundant.
All right.
Okay.
$40,000 for the button, as you know. So.
$40,000 now. Okay.
Yeah. Might be 60.
60. It might be 80.
Could just be me cupping my hands. I don't know. The food file. There's a weird YouTube channel. It's called Ordinary Sausage. Have you seen this?
No.
Started trending online. Guy uses a silly voice, and he turns ordinary things into sausage. Puts it in casing.
Ew.
He's done it with candy. He's done it with pickles, popcorn, even made a water sausage.
Oh, gross. A water sausage?
Kind of like a water balloon, right?
Gross.
Now he's got one where he makes sausage out of KFC's chicken and pizza mashup, chizza.
Oh,
which
God,
we discussed
with
the
chizza.
The last edition of the food file.
Come on with the chizza.
Oh, it's three pieces of pepperoni, some cheese of unidentifiable nature, and some red sauce. Let's sausage!
Oh.
Ooh.
All right, I think we're done.
He sounds like one of the sweat hogs from Welcome Back, Kotter. That's a funny voice. The water sausage reminds me of a prank that the seniors played when I was in high school, where they filled up a bunch of condoms with water
and
threw those.
Yeah.
And I think the principal was more upset about a bunch of 17-year-olds securing condoms.
Obtaining the condoms.
Than he was about the water balloon, you know, you being used as a water balloon, a water bomb, if you will.
At least they were being safe.
Oh, my God. How do you children know what this is? Well, we're 17, so back off, man. It's just chizza. This is the food file. As I mentioned, the first day of spring right around the corner. Dairy Queen is ready. They got free cone day. First day of spring is free cone day, March the 19th. I thought it was the 21st. Isn't that the spring solstice?
I think it changes every year.
March 19th
is
the calendar first day of spring. So free cone day and DQ will give out to small soft serve vanilla only. No purchase necessary. So if you want the twist of the chocolate, you're out of luck.
This means I can hit up every single Dairy Queen within a driving vicinity and get a free cone at every single one. I got a busy day that day.
Should we be backing on traffic on Route 9, stopping at the Dairy Queen. Everybody stand back. I'm buying them out today.
Get my free cone.
I'm sure it's just one for a customer, right? So you better bring some friends with you if you
want. Well, that's what I'm saying. I can get one at this store, one at the next one, one at the next one. They don't know.
And let me tell you something else. Nor do they care.
No, probably not.
Well, Easter is at the end of the month for those that celebrate kind of early this year. And Peeps has announced new flavors. New flavors, s'mores, Rice Krispie, sour strawberry, and icy blue raspberry, like the icy you get at the convenience store. All of those sound pretty good. I'll tell you what. S'mores, Peeps, that sounds delicious.
Well, see, this is confusing to me because s'mores are made with marshmallow, as are Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
So how do you make a marshmallow that's already in core? Does it just taste like a marshmallow?
I guess they inject it with a little flavoring.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused because they already have marshmallow in those two things.
And by flavoring, I mean some crazy chemical nobody can pronounce.
Absolutely.
If I've never mentioned this to you, you put those in the freezer and then they turn into like little ice cream balls. Those are fantastic. You know, you can also inject them with a little vodka. And it sounds like it wouldn't be good, but it is.
Oh, my gosh. I've never liked a Peep until today. That's a fantastic idea.
I don't know how it works with the sour strawberry, but I feel like it wouldn't be bad.
The blue icy one would be good. That'd be delicious.
And then what you do is you float them in like some ice cold...
Look at you.
Blue Curacao, something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a professional alcoholic.
Look at
alcoholic,
you.
So, yeah.
Look at you.
Only I can look at an Easter treat and say, let's put some liquor on that.
It's Chef Robbie over here.
I'm the guy sitting at Mass who's a little jealous. as the priest is drinking the red wine. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. I haven't been to church in years. Yes. The Amazing Lightning hasn't struck bus headquarters. Well, the other day we did a Real or Fake Cereals. You remember that?
Yes.
I got a list here of the 30 most popular cereals according to Google searches.
Okay.
They have done 20 years worth of Google data, searches, online sales. Yes. Number one is Rice Krispies. Cheerios.
That's fair.
Comes in number two. If I'd been asked, I would have assumed it was Cheerios.
I would have said Cheerios,
but
too.
Here's where it gets surprising. Chex Mix, Special K, number three and four, and then Lucky Charms.
See, I feel like Chex Mix and Rice Krispie Treats are probably being Googled for other things because people make Chex Mix mix. So
yeah.
They make the Muddy Buddies with those. And then Rice Krispie, you look up the recipe for a Rice Krispie Treat. So I wonder if it's swayed a little bit because I don't know that those would just be a specific favorite cereal or because they're using it in a recipe.
I mean, I hear you, but where's Toucan Sam? Where's Count Chocula?
Yeah.
Where's Tony the Tiger, for the love of
Fruity
God?
Fruity Pebbles?
Tony the Tiger. Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
Oh, I love Fruity Pebbles.
I know. I do, too. They're
Let me ask you a question.
So good.
Can you buy me some Fruity Pebbles?
I could buy you some Fruity
Pebbles. I haven't had Fruity Pebbles, and those are delicious.
They are delicious. And then your milk, when you're done, is all like colorful and fruity and delicious.
Yeah. Remember the seniors I mentioned that threw the condoms full of water?
I do.
They called me fruity and delicious
I'm
back
sure
in the day, too.
They did.
But that's a different story for a different time. Man, we get a whole stack. I don't think we're going to make it through, but I'm going to keep trying here. Kylie Jenner is launching a new vodka. It'll be in soda cans called Sprinter, the 100-calorie canned vodka soda made with premium vodka, sparkling water, fruit juice, and available in four flavors, black cherry, peach, grapefruit, and lime. That should hit stores later this month, March 21st. Here's the thing. As you go, oh, one of those Kardashians. Oh, what a crazy.
Yes.
Sounds really good, doesn't it?
It sounds delicious.
That's the thing with them is they actually do great stuff.
They do.
I know they're annoying.
Their products are good.
You can't help it.
She's got a tequila called 818. Delicious.
That's why these people have so much
really
money.
Good.
They actually do smart stuff.
I know.
Because I'm like, oh, I don't want it. But then I'm like, well, peach canned vodka soda does sound pretty
delicious.
Good.
Yeah. It really does.
Damn it, Kylie. Damn it.
You suck. Also, thank you.
Well, here's something you might not know. IHOP, you know what I'm talking about, the International House of Pancakes.
Yes.
People from Kenya just love their pancakes there. It's the International House of Pancakes.
It is international.
You're from American Samoa. They love their pancakes
they
there.
They have them everywhere.
Fiji, IHOP, International House of Pancakes.
That's right.
Well, IHOP and Applebee's owned by the same company. Their CEO says they're going to try something new and do dual-branded locations.
Huh.
They'd have separate seating areas, but you go in the same door, and then you go right for IHOP, you go left for Applebee's.
Okay. I don't hate this idea. I don't.
They have a Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Pancake.
Mm.
They also will have Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity potato chips being served at Applebee's. This would be the only overlap for now.
I could go to Applebee's and get my $6 margarita that's larger than
sure.
my face, and then go to IHOP and get the pancakes and put all that delicious syrup on it. This is actually a really good
it's
idea.
It's like a whole day for white trash.
Yeah,
start in the morning at IHOP, walk over to the Applebee's.
Hey!
Take a little break over the Garden Center, back to Applebee's for dinner. You got the whole day covered right there.
It sounds really good and cost efficient.
Make America great again, baby. And finally, Oscar Mayer has released meatless hot dogs. They call them not hot dogs. They're made of a plant-based meat. So they're not quite a veggie dog, but sort of. It's Kraft Heinz that
That's
makes
great.
The Oscar Mayer brand now.
Not hot dogs.
They said this is the first product for a new plant-based offshoot to appeal to people that have gone meatless. They call it the Knot Company. Depending on the sales of not hot dogs, not sausages are on the way.
This is funny to me because if you ask people what a hot dog is, they'd probably tell you it's not meat. So I don't...
I'm not sure what's in hot dogs to begin with.
Right. So now you're telling me it's not a hot dog. What are you putting in
what
there?
What kind of a plant makes up a hot dog and a sausage? What are we putting in there?
Yucky.
Take me out to the ball game so I can put mustard and ketchup on a petunia in between two buns. I mean, what is that? The Knot Company.
Food fall. Excellent. It's food fall.
It's a petunia. All right, 647.
What made them think that people were, I don't know. That seems to be un-American to me.
Yeah, I agree, but you know.
Not hot dog.
Got to appeal to the vegans, I guess.
They already have a vegan hot dog. It's made of soy and it's.
Yeah, but Oscar Mayer wants a cut of the money, you know.
I hope theirs is better because I've had the soy dog and it is not good.
Horrible.
Well, not good.
Tofu at the ball game.
Uh-uh.
God bless America. What kind of a morning program would we be if I didn't have Taylor Swift news this morning? Or at least Taylor Swift news from over the weekend. Taylor and Travis went to L.A. just in time for the Academy Awards. They didn't go to the actual ceremony, but they did go to the Gucci event known as The Party, which was held at a talent manager's home that Taylor is friends with.
Oh,
Guy Osiris. This is kind of a subculture of Hollywood, I guess. Like Elton John has his big party every year, raises big money for his foundation, which is great. There's his party. There's all sorts of parties. So if you're a Hollywood person, but you're not big enough or for whatever reason you don't get invited to the Oscars, there's still a bunch of parties to go to.
Yeah.
Because they all feel left out, I guess. Everybody has a party to go to, and they can post pictures of themselves in tuxedos and ball gowns, even if they're not at the actual Oscar ceremony. I mean, how obnoxious is that? But I guess I understand. You know, they all got to...
They all want to go.
Right. If they're not talking about you, you're not popular anymore, right? So.
Yeah.
And if anybody should have been invited to the Oscars, if there's a bigger star in the world, I don't think there's a movie star bigger than Taylor, right? So I'm kind of surprised they didn't invite her just for the attention, you know?
Well, I'm sure if she wanted to go, she could, but who wants to sit through an award ceremony where you're not winning an award?
Because right. she'd be the center of attention anyway, wouldn't she? She walks a red carpet. She's bigger than everybody.
Yeah, I guess.
She is, but again, she walked a red carpet of a party, and you're still talking about her, so she didn't need to sit through the three-hour award ceremony and not win a prize. You know, nobody wants to sit. It's like sitting through graduation. Seriously. I mean, even if you're nominated, even if you might go up there, it's not that fun.
Your kid's last name begins with a Z. Oh, no.
Exactly.
You know what? Marianne's her old name began with a W, and all of her kids have that name, and you got to sit through the 427 kids that graduated ahead of them, and you're like, oh, God, make it in.
I know.
You got to bring a flask, Joe. You got to bring a flask.
Don't worry about it.
Imagine the swag bag you get going to the Gucci party. That must be pretty good.
Oh, what's that? What'd you get? Did they tell you? Did they say?
They just said she gets a swag bag, the Gucci 16th annual event. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be thousands of dollars worth of stuff, wouldn't you think? Yeah, I'm sure you get a Gucci wristwatch or a bag. Yeah, they've got all kinds
of Gucci bags.
Sunglasses, they do the whole deal. Speaking of money, I got a little something here for you. Joe has been talking for quite a while about going on Cameo.
Yes.
Yeah, there's something going on online called Price is Right Cameo Edition, where people try to guess how much it costs to talk to various celebrities.
Okay.
Price is Right Cameo.
Yes.
So I thought just because there's hundreds and hundreds of them, I grab a couple of rock and roll stars.
Okay.
See if you guys can guess a couple of these. Our buddy Ted Nugent, the madman himself, Ted Nugent.
Oh.
You want me to give you a couple of guesses?
We have to guess how much he's charging for a cameo?
Yeah. You want me to give you
$50?
No, more than that.
Really? $250.
$400.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's one of the more expensive ones.
That's a lot.
Here, this is tricky. Jersey's own Skid Row. Great band out of Toms River. Sebastian Bach. Let me ask you this. More or less than Ted Nugent? More or less. Ted was at 400.
I guess I'll say less.
A little bit less. What do you think? How much less?
$275.
$399. I mean, $399 is respectable for Sebastian Bach.
That's really expensive for like a minute-long video.
I don't know if you know if it's that much, but how about Chris Daughtry? You remember him?
Oh,
the goat sounding guy.
Yeah, the bald guy from American Idol sings like a goat.
Oh, Christoph. He does sound a little bit like a goat.
Yeah.
He's great, but it's a little, you know.
It's not over.
He's great.
Yeah.
It's like a little goat, a little chair.
I'm going to say $100.
He's at $195.
Joe, you should get on here.
I'm telling you. Joe's a bigger star than most of these people. Mark McGrath, Mr. Blonde Tips from Sugar Ray.
Oh, gosh.
For a happy birthday video.
$50.
$90.
That's a lot.
I'll give you a
couple. Seems like a lot.
Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, $100. Kip Winger, $150. Dee Schneider, $250. The guy from Twisted Sister.
Resnick lives right down the street from me, by the way. I bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. Scott Stapp from Creed. $500.
Really?
Yeah, I would never in a million years have guessed that.
I want to go. I need to download Cameo again and see some of these because all of these celebrities have their, when they do one, they'll post examples of what they're doing. I want to know what you get for $500.
This one blows my mind. The Edge from U2.
Yes. Yeah.
$90.
I mean, that's all?
U2 is one of the biggest bands there is.
You would think that would be $500.
$90. He's the same price as Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
You get to set your own price, right?
Maybe he's going with the Walmart model, you know, quantity over quality.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Because that seems very low. But, Joe, you got to get in on this. You're missing out, baby.
That's funny, though. $90 for him? Wow.
$90.
You can go on AmericanGreeting.com and type in your own name, and Donny Osmond will sing you happy birthday, and it's free.
I'd love to do a lounge act where we sing songs like that. Then we do kind of like the the Vegas version. Doot, 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 doot.
Hey, somebody no one would come.
Yeah, it's probably not necessary.
I'm sure we get a couple of stragglers. Put on a little bow tie, go out there.
I mean, you're not charging people for this, right?
You know, I'm going down a rabbit hole. There's a channel on YouTube which uses the AI. It's really unbelievable. And they get singers, like they've got Sinatra singing Smells Like Teen Spirit, the Nirvana song, or I Like It When You Call Me Big Papa, the rap thing. It's kind of crazy how the AI, they've got the Beatles doing, I don't know, Foo Fighters. I mean, it's just interesting to go down that rabbit hole with the AI, how it's able to do that. It really is.
I don't like anything done by AI. It freaks me out.
I don't either.
Freaks me out.
I don't know how it does that, but I guess you feed it one song and then tell it to do these lyrics and this. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, it really is amazing. And kind of, yeah, I'm against it. I don't like the AI, but then you just kind of find yourself getting caught up in it. It's interesting, you know?
Over the weekend, I was doing homework with the kids, and Lola had to write an essay.
Yeah.
And she's got that Chat GPT. So she wrote the topic of the essay in Chat GPT, and it popped out an entire essay.
Well, see, that's plagiarism, though, isn't it? You can't.
No,
just,
because it wasn't written by anybody else. It was written by a computer.
But you can't do that, can you? Can you get away with that?
She used a lot of it. I said, are you allowed to use that? Is that? She's like, well, how are they going to know?
I don't know about that.
Not wrong. She's not
they
wrong.
They always find out. Trust me. They always find out.
Yeah, I know, but it was honestly, it was crazy to me that she was able to write. I mean, she used it more for a source, I suppose, because I was standing over her watching her do it.
Yeah, but that's the only reason she probably didn't use the whole thing. That's terrible.
It was kind of crazy that it came out and what it was. I mean, it looked fairly accurate, everything that it popped out.
But that's
based
not
on
the
topic.
Point. It's not her work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This AI stuff is kind of scary because whose work is it then? It's not another person's. So it's not really considered plagiarism.
I mean, it's not a person, but you're plagiarizing your something that was written by something that isn't you, whether it's a person or not.
But it wasn't written by another person.
Yeah, I know.
So how do you regulate that?
I mean, isn't it like I guess if it was in a book, it would be written by a person.
Right?
I don't know the answer to that.
And I mean, technically, if you change the word from the to if or you're not plagiarizing. You're changing the way it's written. So how is that any different than us copying something from Wikipedia like we used to do or from the encyclopedia when we were kids?
I mean, that's notes.
Right. It's the same. It's the same thing. It just happened to be a lot easier.
All I can tell you is that hearing Sinatra sing Gangsta's Paradise is mind-blowing. It's very strange.
I don't like that. So, I really don't.
I went down quite a rabbit hole. You see the John Mellencamp concert the other night. Springsteen surprised everybody. They came out and did Pink Houses together. We're getting a lot of fan videos if you happen to miss the performance. We put this on the Boss Facebook page, too, but here's a little clip of the two of them together. It's John, obviously. There he is. Boy, they sound good together. They were spotted at a diner in Freehold or something not that long ago. So I guess John and Bruce are buddies. But John Mellencamp and Mr. Springsteen.
Bruce might show up. And he did.
And he does.
And
I mean,
sometimes
he actually does. You know, it's a strange
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes he does, yeah.
People record songs at concerts. I mean, obviously, that's something special that you're not going to find anywhere else. But it's interesting to me when, say Mellencamp gets up there and sings one of his big hits, and people then record that on their phone. It's like you realize you could just buy the record or you could listen to it online or on the air. Like, why do you record a song on your phone? You're going to go back and watch that again? You know what I mean? Isn't it kind of a strange thing people do that at concerts?
I do. You know what? I'm
watch the concert instead of standing there videotaping the whole thing on your phone.
I am guilty of this, and then it's one of those things I have in my phone, and I've never watched
it. You're never
going
to watch it.
Never watched it again.
Stupid.
So I don't. You're right. I don't know why I've done it, but I have.
You want to tell your Eric Carmen story? Speaking about us doing a lounge act. Your story about All By Myself. I love that story.
I don't want to tell that
story. No, you should tell the story.
I don't
in honor,
want to tell that story.
In honor of Eric Carmen, the singer who had the big hit with that, who passed away last night at the age of 74, I think you should tell the story.
It's not a very nice story,
It's a great story. I love the story.
Okay, so I had this cousin.
Oh, no.
Who, I'd like to point out, her whole family is from Jersey. Her whole other side of the family is from Jersey. Yeah.
See, Rochelle has some Jersey in her family.
I do.
That.
Yeah,
you didn't know that.
She used to babysit me all the time, and we were, I mean, she was semi-close in age with me, but she was always really mean. Like, uh-huh. She was mean to me. She was mean to my brother. But, like, in a joking, loving kind of way.
Sure.
Right.
Sort of. But she used to say that all by yourself was all by myself. But she would say all by yourself to me would be the theme of my life, the theme song to my life.
Because nobody wanted to hang out with you.
That's what she would say. So that song horrible. Was the theme of my life.
Every time you hear that song now.
And
what really bugs you is you love that song.
I love that song, and she ruined it for me.
When I heard that Eric Carmen died, that's the first thing I thought of is how little lonely Rochelle sitting in a room by herself.
Isn't that mean?
Yes.
That's so mean.
And when I call you on the phone, no one's at home.
That's so mean. I was like six. She's like, you hear this song? This is the theme to your life.
It's about you, you little loser.
And she, it's funny because when I was a kid, like she had like this, she had like a thick, thick Jersey, New York accent.
Yeah.
Like, it's a, you hear this song right here? This is a theme song to your life. I was like, what? That's not nice.
All right. Now quickly tell the story about Roberta Flack killing me softly.
Oh, well, that's not even, that's stupid.
It's a good story.
It has nothing
too.
To do with this.
Right, well, it's another karaoke moment for you.
Well, that wasn't karaoke. That was someone singing.
I know, but it's a song you would sing in your bedroom
okay,
by
so
yourself.
So I went to go sing karaoke one day, and I thought it was going to play the Roberta Flack version, but they didn't. They played the Fugees version, and I stood up there standing there
frozen like an idiot.
Because I had no idea what the song was, and it's not really that good of a story.
It's a great story.
It's not.
You know what the best part is? I got this big, long memo from our consultant who said Rochelle needs to tell more stories. Says Robbie and Joe tell stories too often. So there you go.
Now
Rochelle told stories. Weren't they great?
Aren't they great stories?
There you go.
My life is very interesting.
So, man. So shut up. I did what you said.
That's right.
Through that whole thing, I had three stories I held back on.
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. Rochelle needs to tell more stories.
Weren't they riveting stories?
And they're great stories.
They were so riveting.
Well, kind of funny. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. That one was really sad.
They're both sad. I mean,
that's terrible.
16-year-old me standing up for karaoke and thought I was going
to. This is not the song.
I
don't know this song.
Flack. What are all these oohs and ahs? This is not part of the song.
Hey, ooh.
My father used to travel for business a lot, right? And he was left New York, was on his way to the Far East, and they stayed overnight in Anchorage, Alaska. For some reason, they went that way. So, because it's shorter when you go north and then go to the Far East. So, they get into this Holiday Inn. They're going to be there for a couple of days, I guess. And he gets into his hotel room in the Holiday Inn, and it's the one right above the lounge.
Mm.
the whole time, he said, for three nights in a row, all I kept hearing was, all by myself.
See, it's a great karaoke song.
It's not. It's sad.
And he's like, I can't stop. And we'd be in the radio. We'd be like in the car, and the radio would come on. He'd make me shut it off. Oh, God. He couldn't stand it.
There's poor Rochelle sitting all by herself in her room.
Yep.
Her one Jersey relative.
Hey, you know what this song is? This is your theme song, you little loser.
But he wonders why I need therapy.
That is really terrible.
She's so mean. It's not nice. It's not nice.
All right.
She used to call my brother Skidmark, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
It was so mean. This is why my whole family's like messed up.
Now that
up.
I feel bad about.
Oh, that's funny, though.
I mean, he was like four. She'd be like, what up, Skidmark?
I'm sure he's thrilled you're telling that story.
I mean, he's traumatized, too. We're both screwed up.
Boy, this girl is a miserable human being.
Right?
That's funny. Oh, that's funny.
From the Jersey side of the family.
That's right.
Hey, how you doing there, Skidmark? What's up?
That's exactly like that.
Funny. So you want more personal stories from Rochelle's life?
No.
That's what you get.
No. They're horrible.
I think that story is hilarious. I got to be honest with you. Poor little kid. You were so cute, too. It's horrible.
I was cute. I don't know what happened.
Come on now.
It's just not the song I know. It's not how killing me soft like house.
I mean, it wasn't.
I don't know why that amuses me so
much. I don't know why either. It was
listen,
mean.
We're just killing time until we can leave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the way to begin. You know, I mentioned at the top of the program, by the way, that this is the beginning of my 32nd year in broadcasting. I know it doesn't seem that way from this couple of minutes of airtime.
Uh-huh.
But I posted something about this online. And again, remember last week I mentioned I put up a sign in my office that says Tiki Bar, Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
I got it because Jimmy Buffett. And people thought that I actually installed a bar in the office because people
wish.
Are morons and don't really read things online. They don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly today, people go, wow, I can't believe 32. You look great. Like, I'm not 32. My career is 32. So It's amazing.
Oh, people thought you were announcing that it was your 32nd birthday?
Yeah, because I mean, here begins year 32. I guess I didn't. But then I put the little emoji for radio. So.
But they thought you looked great at the
age
that you are?
Oh, man, you look great. Hey, happy 32nd, you know? Like, I'm not 32, but
all
right.
That's funny. People don't read.
No,
they just see the number and
assume.
That's
right. So, but then part of me is kind of flattered that anyone would. Of course, I used an old picture, so I guess I shouldn't be. But. Anyway, that's not why you called. How about this? It's a game we've never played before. What's in the closet? I have an item that would be found in most people's closets.
Okay.
Maybe in the pantry. Somewhere in the house, in a closet.
Okay.
Figure out what it is. First person to do it, 732-774-4444. Win tickets to Robbie and Michelle's big show at the Basie. These are winning before you can buy them tickets, by the way, for this show. Goes on sale on Friday. Gin Blossoms, Vertical Horizon, Toad the Wet Sprocket at the Basie August 20th. First caller to figure out what's in the closet wins, 732-774-4444.
Oh, I know what that is.
What's in the closet?
I think I know what that is.
There we go. Let me put it back in the closet. What was that? First person to know, 732-774-4444 is a winner. See how fast we can get this business done. Good morning. It's the boss.
Hi. Is it a vacuum?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a vacuum cleaner. That's what's in the closet. Let's hear it again.
A vacuum?
Yeah, that's it. It's a Dyson. Nice job. What's your name?
Thanks. Jen.
Jen, you got tickets to our big show at the Basie with the Gin Blossoms, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Vertical Horizon.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That should be a great show. You driving somewhere?
Yes.
On your way to work?
Heading to work.
Yeah, okay. Well, hang on the line. We'll get all your info and get you on the guest list, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That sounds like a cheaper vacuum. That's not a Dyson. Dysons aren't that low.
I have a Dyson in the closet. Thank you very much.
I don't know.
Sounds more like a Hoover to you?
Yeah. Dysons are quieter than that.
Well, that's what it is. That's what's in my closet. Okay. It's a Dyson, and I'm sticking by it.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Hashtag mom. God, fashion. It's every morning around 7:20 and 9:20. We search that hashtag. We hear from mom, sometimes grandmom, sometimes dad's got a lot going on, and we share them like this.
Stephanie Murray said, my six-year-old just told me that he was making bookmarks. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that involved eating chocolate so he could use the wrappers, but now I'm thinking he's onto something.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's how you make a bookmark. And at Barrymore Blue said, I really enjoy bringing my kids to sports practices. It's fun to watch somebody else yell his name and he be totally ignored for a change.
Come on, Alvin.
Alvin?
I don't know. He's calling his name and he's not listening.
At RealGirl_Felicia said, what's the most backhanded parenting compliment you've ever received? Mine was, aw, I love that they sit and watch TV. I wish my kids would do that. I'm desperate for a break. But they've never even seen a screen, and they wouldn't know what to do with one.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really paying attention through most of those.
Awesome.
Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, send one in. You might hear yours right here. I was talking about the chipmunks, you know, Alvin. That's what came to mind.
I got it. Funny.
Fast Five and a birthday's next.
Woke up groggy this morning due to the time change? Not anymore. Introducing Shock Thrust Throat Punch Rage Rush Energy Drink. Guaranteed to give you the morning jolt you need thanks to daylight saving time. Made of caffeine, sugar, Adderall, and a double shot of what they jabbed Uma Thurman in the heart with from Pulp Fiction. One sip will transform your lifeless, sleep-deprived corpse into a full-throttle geyser of fury. So long, Red Bull. Shock Thrust Throat Punch Rage Rush actually gives you wings. Because after drinking it, there's a good chance you'll be dead. Get yours today.
We're not kidding. This could kill you. Don't sue us.
Congratulations again to Jen from Howell. Jenny from the block. She's on her way to Robbie and Rochelle's big show at the Basie. Gin Blossoms, Vertical Horizon, Toad the Wet Sprocket. She's going to be at the Basie in Red Bank August the 20th, and she is in the house. Those tickets go on sale Friday. All the show info on our social pages and at 1071theboss.com. Pretty excited about that. We'll be hosting the show, of course. We'll have some backstage passes for you to win and more, so just keep it locked right here. Keep in mind, Michelle has some tickets for you. This is big. Daryl Hall, Elvis Costello, PNC Bank Arts Center, July 18th. Keep it on all day to win those, and you also could be the boss business of the day. Just let her know that you're yanking and cranking at work, and we could send you a dessert tray from our friends at Chocolate Carousel in Wall. A little reminder to keep it on. You don't win this morning, you win with Michelle. Our socials are at Robbie and Rochelle Radio, at 107.1 The Boss. Wherever you get your podcasts, just search Robbie and Rochelle. Remember, that's Robbie with a Y, or it's posted right there, 107.1theboss.com, each and every day. Time for the Fast Five. Five big old trending stories. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. Let's start at number five and count down today. Maybe even a few bonus stories if you're lucky, baby.
Ooh, okay.
Number five, I got a story about an angry gorilla. We didn't have the animal stories today, but I did want to mention this. Happened at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas. You know everything's bigger?
Texas.
Angry gorilla charged two zookeepers, and it all got caught on film. And this video is going viral, of course.
Shoot. She has an elbow.
One of the keepers was in a corner for 2 minutes with no way out, just hoping that the gorilla didn't swipe at him. Luckily, did not. This was being territorial.
Wow, that's really scary.
You're the woman that recorded all of this saying, oh, my God, I'll pray for you in the background. But luckily, no one seriously injured. Everybody made it to safety, and the gorillas were put back in their pens.
Yeah, so, that's probably good.
See, they are cute, but I get afraid of them because you just never know what's going to set them off. Like, you like chimpanzees, and I'm always worried they're going to rip your eyelids off. You know, they're just going to have a temper tantrum and get upset, you know.
I don't think that that's not a typical response from one of the animals, but I do understand that, especially if they were brought into captivity and they were originally out in the wild, that they probably get pent up and get angry and get frustrated.
How would that make you feel?
Yeah. Right. So I understand there's probably frustration there if there's kids screaming and people banging on the glass. And, I mean, that's got to be frustrating, and it's happening all day. So I understand that response, but it's definitely scary.
If you're looking for a better gorilla video, we can post one. It's a meme that says marriage after 30 years, and it's a male gorilla, female gorilla, and the male gorilla reaches over and just grabs a female gorilla's nipple, and she swipes his hand away, and he kind of looks at the camera like, I don't know. Just trying to be friendly.
Romance.
That describes 30 years of marriage in a nutshell. Yep. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, there's your nipple. Good to see you. Thank you. Always liked your nipple. Number four, it's a very nice nipple. Let's go to Florida. It's always Florida. A woman there missing for 72 hours. What happened? She managed to get trapped in a shipping container. Her name is Marlene Lopez. She was on the news with the guy that owned the shipping container. You know, to port those big metal containers?
No, I know what a shipping container is. I just don't know how you get trapped in one.
His name was Tyler Sundberg. Here's a clip from the news. See if we can figure this mess out.
What happened?
We found a lady in a container of ours. Her knocking, and then she come out. Yep, she's been missing for 3 days. So something else is going on. There's something more to the story.
Yep, that's all we have from the news report. So what happened? Yeah, I was just got stuck in the shipping container. I was walking around, and I got stuck. Many things here. I assume those are secured. There's got to be all kinds of locks and bolts on them. I'm sure there's security camera. I'm sure there's a fence to get in the yard where the shipping thing comes in. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure there's a night watchman, if not several. There's probably a security team on site. It's got to be one of those deals where there's the guy and they have to lift the arm to even let you get into the fenced-in facility.
The shipping containers are huge. So to open one of the doors or to close it, I mean, you didn't do that yourself. Did you?
According to this news report, she's not a homeless person. She wasn't somebody that was seeking shelter or anything like that. So unclear how, why.
Were there edibles involved?
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was high.
Was there something involved there? I mean, there's more to this story. You didn't just end up in the shipping container.
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Maybe she just on the run? I don't know.
Strange and scary, because if it did get shut and then one of those shipping containers got shipped.
Suddenly,
I mean, you're very, very lucky that you got out before it got shipped.
Wait, is this Saigon? Where am
right.
I?
Right.
Who hasn't been, who doesn't wake up naked in a shipping container and suddenly you're in Vietnam? You know what I'm saying? It happens to all of us after a night of edibles. Number three, or so I'm told. Well, this is talk about some intrigue and mystery. From the Kensington Palace in the UK, I say, the royal family.
Yes.
There's a photo. You know, people have been wondering, where is Kate Middleton? We know that she went in for a surgery around the same time as Charles, and they said only that she was having abdominal surgery.
Yeah.
And because it seemed like she was there for a long time, and it seemed as though she was going to have a long recovery time, they said she wasn't doing any royal duties until Easter. And again, none of our business, but I kind of assume that, unfortunately, she must have some sort of maybe a hysterectomy, something major that is not pleasant, and that's why she wants to be, and fine. But she's just been invisible for a long time, and usually the two of them, her and William, are everywhere, you know, kind of always in front of the cameras. So they posted a picture, and what's interesting, Mother's Day in the UK is last Sunday. It's in March.
Oh, okay.
We do Mother's Day in May, but they do it in March for whatever reason. And they posted a picture of her with the kids with, Archie and the other kid there?
Yeah, there's three.
Charlotte, I think it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it turned out the photo, people noticed it was photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
And they took an old picture of her and then photoshopped it in. So it was not a new picture. And so then she released a statement. She didn't come out and speak herself, but released a statement saying, I'm sorry for the confusion. She says, I sometimes experiment with editing, and I didn't like the picture we took, so I just... I mean, is anybody buying that after you've been missing for all this time? It's a little strange.
Listen, I, you know what? As someone who edits all of my photos, and I'm very honest
but she
about
didn't
that,
just edit the... She took an old picture of herself and put it in, from what they're saying, to this more recent picture.
Have you seen the... Did you see the photo?
It looks airbrushed.
It look... There's some discrepancies with the photo. If you're someone who's edited a photo, you can see the hands are a little off, some of the clothing. And I get it. It's hard to edit a photo. But, you know, she is the princess.
Yeah.
She's probably got people who are really good at that.
Yeah, so why is she doing it? Did she do it herself? What is that?
She's saying that she did it herself, and she likes to experiment with editing, and she messed up, and she's owning up to that. And I get it. But if you're someone who is going to post a photo that's going to be seen around the world...
Right, what are you thinking?
You think that it would go through some people who are professionals at editing, or there's... I mean, I get it. Maybe she still looks a little sick, or maybe she's on steroids and she looks puffy, or maybe... I mean, there's a ton of maybes as to why somebody would edit a photo of themselves, and I get it. I truly do. But there's got to be things in place before you put a public photo out there. She's not just putting it on her Facebook. She's not me or you.
Right. Like, you figure she's probably got some guy named Clive who then sees this happen and goes, oh no, the princess has posted a picture. Oh no.
Right. They are not allowed to just post on social media. There's channels that go through, they have to go through. So I don't understand how this got through if that is the case. So
a little, do we have any footage of Kate Middleton out in public?
So what happened?
She's in a shipping container, everybody.
Yeah.
She's in a shipping container. Bonus story.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld has a new movie called The Pop-Tart Movie due out this summer.
No.
He voices it. He wrote it. He's behind it. The Pop-Tart Movie. Hugh Grant is also in it. He will play a disgruntled Shakespearean actor who wears what's described as a Tony the Tiger costume.
Mm.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is not going to be in theaters. It'll be released this summer on the Netflix. Jerry's going to deal with Netflix. It's a celebration of everything you loved for breakfast as a child, Jerry says. Man, I thought Hugh Grant couldn't get any lower when they caught him picking up a transsexual prostitute or whatever that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he goes from being an Oompa Loompa to being a disgruntled Shakespearean actor dressed like Tony the Tiger. What is going on with Hugh Grant?
Something else is going on.
There's a guy who's falling apart in real time.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
We should lock him up in a shipping container just to keep him from doing more bad movies. Not that Wonka was bad, but I mean, he looks ridiculous in the movie.
It was weird to see him as an Oompa Loompa.
I mean, what are you doing?
If you haven't seen him as the Oompa Loompa, it's a weird, very, very strange.
I'm going to say what nobody else in Hollywood wants to say. I'm going to say it because you know we're all thinking it. Nobody wanted to call Peter Dinklage to be the Oompa Loompa. But Peter Dinklage is a great actor.
He is.
He happens to be the most famous little person actor.
He also said he was upset that he wasn't called.
Nobody wanted to call him because they thought he'd be offended that they asked him to play an Oompa Loompa.
Right.
And what happened? They get Hugh Grant and they put whatever to special effects to make him look like a little person. And everybody's pissed. And you should have just hired Peter Dinklage, but nobody wanted to call him.
He said he wanted to do it.
He
was offended by that he wasn't
You see what
called,
I'm saying? So all you did is make everybody upset. And Hugh
but
Grant
now
is
he's
just
playing Tony the Tiger.
It's the Pop-Tart movie. Oh, man. This might be the end of society, the Pop-Tart movie.
It's got to be better than his B-movie. That movie was horrible.
Number two, lawmakers in California trying to ban decaf coffee.
Good.
They say,
good.
They say there's a chemical used in the process of decaffeinating the coffee beans that could be considered a carcinogen, you know, like in cigarettes.
Oh.
Coffee industry executives are lobbying against this in the California legislature, saying it's totally washed off the beans and there is no danger to the consumers. You know what? Even if there is a danger to the consumers, leave me alone. I'll figure it out on my own. If I want to have a decaffeinated coffee, I'll have a just leave me alone. Not that I would have a decaffeinated coffee, but I don't care if it's going to grow lumps on my lungs. If I want to drink it, leave me alone. It's not your business, California.
Well, I mean, I think at least they just need to let you know that that's what's going on.
I don't need to know. I'd rather not know it. I'd rather just enjoy my cup of joe.
Well, that's you, but I'd rather know. I need to know if I'm going to get some lumps on my lungs.
Got to die of something. You know what I'm saying?
And not from decaf coffee, I'm not going to. That's a sad way to go.
Well, that's your problem in the first place is drinking decaf coffee. But if you like it, fine.
I'm against decaf coffee, but I do understand that people, they like the taste of it and they can't have caffeine. So I do understand, but I do want to know if it's going to make me sick.
Rochelle be out there in Sacramento at the State House. No more decaf. Porter said, well, are you against the carcinogens? No, I just hate decaf. Why would you drink decaf? What's the matter with you? What's the point of drinking coffee? Number one, go back to the UK. 100 people broke a world record. You know, I love this stuff. They broke a Guinness World Record for a quarter-mile-long game of tug-of-war. And it had to last over a minute. And they did it. The 1,694-foot-long rope used in the tug-of-war game over a quarter mile lasted 62 seconds. That would have lasted 4 days if it were you. You would have never given up.
Yeah.
You're the most competitive person I've ever seen. Sometimes, you know, you get the family together, you play these games out in the backyard. Rochelle will rip up the grass, rip up the lawn, trying to win a game of tug of war.
I'm actually looking, when I was in high school, I was the anchor, and I have a scar on my hand somewhere because I ripped my hands open on the rope from tug of war because I wouldn't let go. So I can only imagine having a rope that long.
I think
that'd be really difficult.
Has anyone seen Kate Middleton? Where is she now? She's playing tug of war for an hour. All right, bonus story for you. Can't end on that one. Nearly half of all new college graduates here in the great U.S. of A. are working what's described as high school level entry positions, according to new research released by WalletHub. 52% of recent college grads have started out in jobs that don't need a degree at all. Most of these underemployed graduates work in food services.
Welcome to Starbucks. Would you like a decaffeinated coffee?
You know what, though?
Yeah.
A lot of those jobs.
Yeah, they're now $20 an hour. It's not so bad.
They pay more than if you're going to take an entry-level job at something that you have a degree in. And it's just true. I mean, you're right. A barista not only gets, at Starbucks at least, gets college tuition reimbursed.
There's that.
But they also are making $20-$24 an hour plus tip now. So why wouldn't you do that? It's an easy job. When you're done with work, you're done with work.
I know. Isn't that true? I mean, would you rather make like $50,000 working at some, doing like an entry-level thing at some big evil corporation? Or would you rather make, $35,000 and just walk in there, make a couple of strawberry fraps, put on some Jack Johnson, and then go home for the day?
Right.
That's pretty good.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's not so bad.
And also, you have to remember, a lot of the college grads that are coming out now have a lot of student loans. And if they're making over a certain amount of money, they have to pay half of their paycheck back to the student loans because that's what the payment is. It's a huge. So if you make under a certain amount, you can do a lower payment. And kids are just like, you know what? It's just worth it for now. I'd be making the same amount.
Yeah. I got to tell you, Hugh Grant better watch out. I feel like that's his next stop, the way he's going from Oompa Loompa to Tony the Tiger to barista. But
that's a step up. Really?
Maybe. Maybe it is. Tuesday world famous celebrity birthday file, Jake Tapper. Man, he's a pugnacious SOB, isn't he? Over on CNN. He's 55 today. I can't stand any of those CNN people.
I didn't even know who that was. So.
And it's not a political thing. I understand that CNN tends to be liberal. That's not what I mean. It's just that I think all of them are very pompous the way they do the
CNN.
Yeah, the jiggly jowls, I call them.
The jiggly jowls.
Can't stand them. And how did that guy, listen, this has nothing to do with anything, but how did that guy, Chris Cuomo, you know, the governor's son, how did he get another job? I mean, he got nailed lying and cheating and all of that. He got another job right away. How does that happen? Unbelievable. Aaron Eckhart, 56 today. Daryl Strawberry, remember him? He's 63. Yep. Marlon from the Jacksons, 67. Ron Jeremy is 71. Hey. Mitt Romney, James Taylor, Liza Minnelli, 78 today. A happy birthday to Al Jarreau and Buckwheat. Remember Buckwheat from the
Little Rascals?
Little Rascals.
I love that.
He was born in 1931.
Wow.
But he's dead. But anyway.
I got a pickle.
Remembering him on his birthday. It's National Girl Scout Day, so have a cookie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're all out all over the place. You noticed that the last few days?
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, they're Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Coca-Cola Day. The first Coca-Cola bottle sold this day of 1894 in Hotlanta.
Oh, can you imagine how much that one of those first edition Coke bottles are worth right now?
Yeah.
A lot.
Happy National Working Moms Day, which is a nice thing.
That's awesome. Yep. That's an awesome day. Love that.
All the people say, oh, I only drink decaf coffee. I don't want the caffeine. Then they're doing Thin Mints and Coca-Cola and get their sugar rush that way.
Right.
Bunch of hypocrites. Rochelle and I both over the past couple of days kind of taken a bit of a trip down memory lane. I hate to, I don't know if I hate to mention this, but I'll go ahead and mention it. Today's an anniversary for me.
It is?
It's the beginning of my 32nd year.
Oh,
in professional broadcasting. And yes, I did start when I was in grade school, just to be clear, okay? But I posted a little message, and I don't know, and I feel goofy about it because I am proud of it, and it is something that means something to me. But on the other hand, you hate to post these things because people then inevitably start showering you with, oh, congratulations, and I feel icky because it seems like you're just looking for attention when you put these things out there on the social media pages.
Sure.
But I posted it, and I tried to make a joke about it, and I said, boy, what a ride. 32 years. If I could do it all again, I would have gone to law school instead. So I thought that was pretty funny. And I have to say, I had a friend of mine lives out in Ohio, because sometimes it's Ohio, who said, Robbie, radio needs you, which is very nice.
Oh, that is very nice.
And they do, because I'm here to make everybody's life miserable for as long as I can.
Thanks for that.
But you went on a little trip down memory lane, too. Rochelle was interviewed big time. It puts you on the former producer for Barbara Walters.
Yes.
Is a friend of yours who has a long history as a producer and a host, and she interviewed you on your life and career.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about our sex life, so I'm not sure how that happened, but
well, she
I'm
asked.
Like, wait a minute, what? You didn't give out names or anything, did you?
When Barbara Walters, former producer, asks me a question, mm-hmm. I answer the question because she'll just keep pressing if I don't.
Now, where can we see this? Is this something you're going to share on your page once it's all edited up and ready to go?
I'll share it, but I think she said it's not going to be released until April or so.
Okay.
So it is going to take a little time.
Wasn't there supposed to be an interview about you and how your journey, you've had a lot of different careers, and you do this. I mean, shouldn't it have been about that and not about our personal life?
It was about everything, because our personal life is part of our career.
Yeah.
I think it's a big part of our career, and that's how, you and I started dating while working. So
yeah, I
understand.
That's
interesting to some people.
Yeah, well,
and so she asked, and I answered.
Salacious is what it is. Well, I mean, because you just said, oh, yeah, no, and I knew some of these people. I'm like, wait, no, hang on a second. It was like that scene in Goodfellas, keep your mouth shut. And don't say nothing to nobody is how I was feeling about that. You got no problem just telling everybody our business. They put the microphone on you, the big lights, you just start to, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
Right. It's fine.
It'll be fine. She'll edit it.
I mean, because I know she asked about places we've done the deed. I mean, you really were willing to answer these questions?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
Well, what, are you ashamed of it? Who cares?
No, I don't mean that. I just don't know why that needs to be. What other details of our personal life? You didn't tell her, like, about first time this, first time that, or anything, did you?
Maybe.
I also like she says, you guys, your preparation, because she's a producer, right? So she was asking questions that other broadcast professionals might be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, we don't prepare at all. Robbie never prepares a darn thing.
Never tells me what we're doing beforehand.
She's like, wait, what? Who does that? This guy.
She used to produce a morning radio show, pretty major
one. She worked for Barbara Walters.
She worked for Barbara Walters, and she was just completely dumbfounded that we don't prepare at all. I think she thought I was kidding.
It's lucky that we're together. It's lucky that Joe and I are friends, because I feel like no one else would tolerate the working conditions. You know what I'm saying? Most people would want some sort of something, and not me, baby. Just fly by the seat of my pants.
Every time, you know what? Because we've all come from the same place. Every show we worked on, there was no preparation. You just sat down and did it.
That's what I mean.
You know? I mean, exactly right. This is normal for me. No one ever told me what we were going to do or say or anything beforehand. We just
wing
open the mics and have at it.
That's it. Just hope for the best.
Yeah.
Well, here you have this very professional, accomplished woman. Yeah. She's got her own production studio. It's just like, wait, what? How do you do that? Nothing. Never is there, sometimes I'm in the middle, I find it interesting, we have people come on, promoting movies, those sort of things. I don't even read the sheet that the publicist sends.
That's insane.
So I try, as we're talking, to figure out who they are and what they're promoting.
Oh, that's so stressful.
I love doing that. It's like a little challenge for myself, because I don't care. What do I care? I'm just here killing time, you know what I mean? Just hope it's interesting.
That's so stressful to me. Did you used to do that in school?
Yeah.
You didn't, when you had an essay to do or you had
prepared
to get an
nothing.
Oral report.
Yeah, made it all up, all the time.
See,
sure.
That,
I would just go up there and be like, Thomas Jefferson was born in Virginia. I just hope,
It's interesting.
Hope for the best.
I think there are different types of people. There are people who like that. And then there are people like me who have like every single thing written down to the T with the periods, where they go. Like, it's just very
I just don't take anything
structured.
That seriously. I'm a weasel is what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well.
I'm just a weasel.
Keep that. Kermit. Cut that one out.
Yeah, he's giving you the thumbs up on the screen.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be the big expose behind the scenes. Rochelle interviewed on how Robbie and Rochelle operates every day.
Uh-huh.
That'd be great. And she knows Joe, and right?
She knows
who
of
this
Ross.
She knows
she's
of
a former
Joe.
Producer in New York, and then Rochelle worked with her, gave her first job back in the day.
Who's yeah. What's her name?
You want to mention
names? Well, her name is Rachel. I'll just tell you her first name is Rachel. But she grew up in the area, and she grew up in New York.
I should say she knows of you, Joe. You don't know
she
each
knows
other.
Of you. Oh, okay, she's a okay. huge fan of Ross, like huge. Yeah. She,
well,
I
who
mean,
isn't?
She sent me a text yesterday because we were going to call Ross because I was like, well, I have his number if you really want to talk to him. And she's like, oh, my God, really? And she was very... you know, very starstruck by him, and then we didn't get a chance to, so she texted me later.
She doesn't know him yet.
It would be pretty underwhelming.
That's not nice.
I don't mean it in a mean way. I just mean he'd be like, hello.
That would
be
awesome.
Because he's not like that kind of a guy.
That's what I told her. I said, he is one of the most humble people you'll ever meet in your life. She's like, does he not realize who he is? And I said, I don't think that he, I mean, I don't think he, it's not that he doesn't realize, he just doesn't care.
He's like, Ross, so we got a check for $1 million as a big thank you for all you do. You say, well, thanks.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that'd be what he would
all
do.
All right.
He's very down to earth, very humble.
I have to go now.
Right. So she'd be underwhelmed. And I mean that with love, but he's just not the kind of guy that wants to stand around and take pictures, you know?
No, he's not.
Although, can I just mention something? You notice now he's posting pictures of himself when he comes in and does the weekend shows?
Good for him.
Yeah, but it's not selfies. Someone is taking those pictures. Who the hell is here with Ross on the weekend?
I noticed that yesterday.
Monica Lewinsky situation? Who's here taking pictures of Ross on the weekend?
I don't know if he's propping up his phone and he learned how to do the timer on there, or if because it's clearly a picture from across the room.
I know.
Yeah,
that someone took.
Fishy. Fishy.
A little mystery.
That's right. It is a mystery.
Moving on.
Yeah. That'll catch it. How about
Isn't
traffic?
There is a camera at the front door, is there not?
Oh, yeah, there is. What would we do if we found out there was something going on? I can't say anything.
No, you can't say that.
It's probably the promo person coming in on the weekend and collecting the windshields, and he says, "Will you?"
Oh, maybe
probably,
nothing
salacious.
Maybe
at
the country person with their with the cowboy hat. Maybe they're doing it.
Probably
that's got to be what it is. with the boots and the cowboy hat over there, she must come and take a picture of him. That's got to be it. I just can't picture him going, excuse me, cowgirl, will you take a photo of me? I just can't see that. But maybe.
Maybe.
All right, we'll look forward to that.
The other thing, too, is that people love Ross. You know, I mean, if you asked her, she'd tell you to go jump in a lake. You know, but I mean, Ross, people love Ross.
Well, Ross hands out candy bars when he's in here. Yeah, how do you not love him? He's got a bag full of candy.
Ross, or Robbie just yells at everybody.
Right.
No, I don't yell at people.
You do.
No,
you,
I don't. I'm not yelling at
you. Literally told the promo guy. I've heard you tell the promo guy, get out.
I'm just kidding.
Like, thanks for picking that up. Now get out.
He knows I don't mean it.
But you actually say those words.
He's bothering me. I'm in the middle of something.
So just get out.
Just get out.
People put their heads down at their desk when I walk
by.
They
do. You're a little scary.
It's like Scrooge.
A 6'4" Scrooge.
The Olga. All right.
More like Shrek.
You liked that, didn't you? You liked that. Listen, Dunkey.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Lips and IVs, his health and wellness center, which is in Marlboro. Make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. Talking a little dancing and romancing. Is there something that was once considered a romantic gesture that absolutely wouldn't land, wouldn't fly today? Something that might have been considered romantic back in the day. Today, can't get away with it.
Oh, that's a good question.
There's a Reddit poll going on right now where some women say they are offended if a man shows up with flowers or chocolates or some sort of a gift when he picks them up for a date. So it got me thinking that used to be right. They said, I can buy my own flowers. I don't need that. You know, we need to be equal. Well, and if you're buying me things to get me to like you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe if it's a first date, that might be
used to be considered very thoughtful to go above and beyond to stop and buy flowers.
I think flowers, I don't know. I guess it depends on how well you know the person prior to. A lot of people have allergies and all kinds of stuff. I don't know.
Well, come on.
I don't know that I would consider that unromantic, but I guess it's not something that is always done anymore. I don't know. I think, and this is something I think you mostly saw in movies. I don't think it was actually done by many, but like throwing rocks at someone's window or singing to them in the middle of the night, that's not going to fly anymore. Like your neighbors are going to call the cops.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a kid and they're throwing rocks at some girl's window.
I got them on the Ring cam.
Exactly. What are you doing? Yeah. Don't throw. You're going to break my window. I don't think that flies anymore.
I tell you, I do have a buddy that I'm sure, and it happened all the time, snuck into a girl's house, you know, climbed the tree and then get into a window. Happened all the time,
no,
right?
No, I mean, you get shot now. Don't do that.
Well, she wanted him to come in.
I'm sure she did, but...
Her father didn't.
Right.
Like Joe said, they probably have some sort of Ring cam or something outside. They can see them sneaking up the window.
Sure.
Yeah.
You got to be real careful even with the way you ask somebody to go out, don't you think? That's different today. But, you know, like a pickup line... You can get punched in the face for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like saying, I think you look really cute or something. I'd love to take you out. You can't say that today, can you? I don't think you can.
Kermit does.
Oh, well.
He's just such an animal.
I think it depends on how well you know the person. If you're just at a bar or something and you're like...
But that used to be kind of a cute opening move if you came in with gusto.
I don't think it was. I think you were just like, oh.
No?
I think you...
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Again, if you're having a conversation with someone and they say, you know, you look really nice today, but like if you just walk up to a woman at a bar, I don't care when it was. It's, yeah. So, you look hot. You want to go on a date?
Right. So you can't walk up to a woman anymore and say, you're hot.
Yeah, I mean.
I wouldn't be quite that blunt about it, but just say, man, I got to tell you, you're the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I'd like to take you out. I feel like that might be a nice thing to say, but today I'd be afraid to say it.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. When you were dating, did you ever do that?
No.
Joe,
no.
Did you?
No.
I
wouldn't be that.
I can't imagine that worked for very many people, unless there was like a large amounts of alcohol involved or something. I can't imagine that worked for. I don't care how good looking you are. It's
you know what
I
think
awkward.
It comes down to. I think if they're really just not that into you, then everything you do is going to be too much.
Sure.
You know, like if they're just not that, they're well. I guess I'll go out with them once, and then you show up with flowers, whatever. They're like, oh, geez. It's just too much, you know?
But seriously, even if, like, Chris Hemsworth walked up to me and was like, you look really cute today. Do you want to go out? I'd be like,
And you are?
What? Why?
If you were single and Chris Hemsworth wrote you, that you wouldn't say yes to that? What's the matter with you?
I don't know.
I would.
So.
Let me tell you, I'd go away for a romantic weekend. That'd be great. Let's go, Chris.
Let's go. It's just kind of an awkward thing to do.
Hey, Thor, let's go.
I mean, yeah, especially if you showed up as Thor.
Come on.
You've got a hammer in your hand.
I'm going.
Don't tell me I'm cute. You're freaking me out. You need to walk away.
Let me just admire you.
I don't know.
It's considered romantic in the past. Today, can't do it. Wouldn't land. 732-774-4444. Lines open. Feel free to text or Facebook if that's easier. Those are next. It would be the he said.
She said.
Nolan said. Sorry about that. Forget I'm in Joe's ear. Sorry about that.
Just let out the most obnoxious loud belch.
No, don't tell people that.
That I've ever heard of.
Sorry.
I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic 107.1, the boss.
Well, you burp during the reports on the air sometimes. At least I had my mic off.
Yeah, but mine's a little... Yours a
belch.
I'm sorry. Forgot I'm in his ear. Hey, you know what, Joe? I got something for you. This is perfect. You ready?
You ain't going to hear this on that point station.
Am I right or am I right?
No, you're never going to get that. No.
Red Pepper's Word of the Day, Mr. Movie Voice. Red Pepper's Word of the Day is on the way. And if you know yesterday's and you get through this morning, you win a nice Robbie and Rochelle in the morning coffee mug, coffee thermos, coffee tumbler. Mm-hmm. I guess you could put tea or water or juice or vodka, whatever you want in there.
But go with vodka.
We'll do that at 8:20 this morning. Reminder, 5:20 this afternoon, ride home with Van Dusen. I told him I'm going to start calling him Vincinio.
Vincinio?
Yeah, he had this thing he played on his show yesterday. He was going, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Oh, like Arsenio.
I was like, you sound like Vincinio.
I like that.
Oh, I like that. Oh. Vincinio Hall. Oh. Hey, bam. 5:20, Dusen opens his ticket window. A pair of passes, go see Kevin James. There's a funny man.
Oh, so funny.
He's going to be at the Hard Rock in AC on September the 14th. Info, 1071theboss.com or hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com. That's at 5:20. Just underway this morning, she said, was considered romantic in the past, but now can't do it. Wouldn't land. I hate to say it, but you couldn't get away with it. 732-774-4444. And I say that because maybe it's not even the person that wouldn't like it. It'd be other people would judge you for it.
Sure.
This used to be considered a romantic gesture. Now, not so much. What is it?
0029 said, ordering for the woman at a restaurant.
Yeah.
No way, pal.
That's a big one.
Yeah, don't order for me. I know what I want. I don't need you to tell me what I'm eating.
I mean, I could. Well, yeah. I mean, if you're choosing, but I think if you're just ordering for everybody, there's not necessarily a mean thing to do. But I mean, unless you're just saying, I'll decide what you eat. I mean, that.
Well, right. That's what I think.
That's strange.
That probably, you know, I'll have this and she'll have that. I can order for myself.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with just saying, yeah, can we get some calamari for the table? And what are you going to have, the sandwich? Yeah, I'm going to have the same thing. Like, that's fine, right?
I guess, yeah.
Maybe not on a first date, though.
Yeah, no.
That might be a little pushy.
Not while you're dating. I mean, if you guys have been together for 25 years and you're going to the same place every week and you know you have meatloaf on Thursdays, yeah, I guess it's fine.
How about the man insisting that he drive? That used to be a thing. People still today are shocked that you drive everywhere. I mean, I drive, but I really don't unless you're busy or something. I got to go somewhere myself. And people to this day, like Nolan has said it to me, they're surprised that you drive. And my father was the same way. He never drove anywhere.
Yeah.
Anytime the family had to go somewhere, my mother would drive. So,
yeah.
But again, even now people say that.
That's not always typical for the woman to be driving, but it should be. I mean, I'm a better driver than you.
I think it doesn't matter. But for the man to insist, I'm the man, I'll drive.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah. Well, no, not insisting.
Yeah. What about opening doors? What about walking around? Hang on. You can't get in the car till I open the door for you or any of that sort of thing.
I mean, I don't know that's. You can't get away with that anymore. I think that's still a nice thing to do.
Young girls don't like, when I say young girls, I mean young women, I should say.
Right. I think it's kind of a thing that's been, an art that's been lost. And I think I still think it's a nice thing to do. I also think it's nice for the woman to open the door for a man sometimes. I don't think.
See, I think that's strange.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, I open the door in the building for you. I hold it open for you every single day. I unlock it and I hold the door open for you.
But if you're going out someplace, you've started dating, it's like, hang on, I'm gonna open the door for you. It seems like something the man should do. And it's not a sexist thing. It's just that's what a man does to show he likes a woman. What's wrong with that?
I guess it's awkward if you're like, hold on, don't get in. You have to wait for me. But if you get to the door before the person and you just open it for them, I think man or woman doing it, why is that strange? It's a polite thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know what else is funny is the other way around. If a woman just stood there like, as if come open this door. Scoot, looking at her watch, then I would be annoyed by that too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that the expectation for that type of thing is not there anymore.
Yeah.
I think if you do it, it's nice. It's a nice thing to do, but I certainly don't expect you to do it. Quinn said, my father tried to hit on my mom by asking her for a baking recipe. Never understood how they went on to have three children together.
Hey, you're always in the kitchen, woman. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be careful how you put it. I can see that. Yeah. You don't want to imply that she must know how to bake because she's a woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Kevin said, giving her father four horses and a mule, no good.
Let me ask you a question. The dowry on this broad. One more.
Brett said, I smack him on the ass.
Jesus. I mean, I'm floored because I've had female friends. My sister has told me that this happens in the office still.
It does happen.
I mean,
it
listen,
does happen.
I got moments that I'm not proud of, but I would never imagine slapping someone on the behind. What are you doing? I mean, I would have thought that even, 40, 50 years ago in an office that wouldn't be acceptable. But people tell me they saw it all the time. I've never seen anything like
that. I've never had that in an office, but I have had that at the bar. I've had someone smack my ass before.
Were they drunk? Were they? Did they have their capacities?
I don't care whether you are.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, were they just drunk and they didn't know what the hell they were doing? I mean,
I've just had it done. I don't know how many they've had, but walked by in a bar and someone smacked my ass before.
Wow.
I'm like, hey, how you doing? No, I'm going to smack you in the face.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
That's amazing to me.
It's absolutely happened to me.
Considered romantic in the past. I don't think that was ever considered romantic by anybody, but.
No.
Today, wouldn't fly. 732-774-4444. I'd love a couple calls on this. You can also text us or Facebook us. We'll do some answers next.
Little ditty about Trump and Biden. Two old dudes who want to be president. Donnie, it seems, walking down ramps is hard. Biden's in the parking lot, seems he's misplaced his car. Sucking down what's on Fox or MSNBC. Left to right, they're all full of crap like a porta potty. Donald says, hey, Biden, you and I are both celebrities. You know, when you're famous, they let you do as you please. Saying, oh, no. It just drags on, just like a nightmare you can't wake up from. Said, oh no, it just drags on. Please wake me up when November comes, 'cause I'm done.
Donnie and Steve.
Joe sits back and collects his thoughts for a moment.
And then completely loses track.
Who are you? Where am I?
Trump won't take any responsibility. Well, now they're in there, but they're all burning down your cities. Biden says, Donnie, hey, great job on the COVID thing. Saying, oh no, it just drags on. Just like a nightmare you can't wake up from. Saying, oh no, it just drags on. Please wake me up when November comes. A little ditty about Trump and Biden.
You're working on a list. We just had a very nice lady call and say we were talking about Girl Scout Day. So Rochelle's working on a couple locations where you can buy your Girl Scout cookies. You have those ready to go?
I have a couple of them, yes. Yeah. So so this Saturday, the Jersey Shore Premium Outlets in Tinton Falls, they're going to be there.
Yep.
Pete and Elda's, they're going to be there right in Neptune City.
Man, I was just talking about calamari, too. That place has got the best calamari.
They do. The Walmart on 66 in Neptune, they're going to be there Saturday. On Sunday, they're going to be at the Jersey Shore Premium Outlets in Tinton Falls again.
Okay.
Let's see.
They're usually at Acme and ShopRite.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just depends on the day. They're going to be at Sky Zone and Ocean on March 24th.
Right.
Usually on the weekends, if you go to the grocery stores, you see them. They're set up right outside a lot of the grocery stores on the weekends. And now is the time. So, like, starting this weekend until mid-April is the Girl Scout cookie frenzy time.
Or you just look for Rochelle, and there's a pretty good chance she's got a box in her purse.
Yeah, probably. I just hand you a cookie or two.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Brought to you by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new health and wellness center, Lips and IVs. Give him a call. He's in Marlboro, 732-838-9449 for your appointment, 732-838-9449. A little bit more on our progress here in a few. Talking about the gesture, used to be considered romantic in the past, but now absolutely wouldn't land. Wouldn't go over. You just wouldn't do it. 732-774-4444. A lot of Facebook messages, a lot of texts on this one.
3466 said, putting my jacket over a puddle.
Hmm. I mean, it's nice.
Does that work?
I've seen it in the movies. I've never seen anyone actually do that in real life. But
I mean, I'm still not going to step in the puddle, whether you have your jacket over. I'm still going to get my foot wet.
You just ruin your jacket.
Right.
What are you doing?
I got to send that to dry cleaning.
It's your members only jacket.
Nick said, cheesiest line I ever used. I was a little drunk or very drunk at a bar in college, and a girl walked up to me, and I asked her if marriage was out of the question. It ended up working, and we dated for 2 years.
I mean, it's kind of cute, isn't it? You wouldn't say that today?
No.
Be too.
I wouldn't. No, I'd be like, yes, it is out of the question. I don't even know your name.
The mace him in the face.
Absolutely not. Jennifer said, sending unsolicited love letters or showing up unannounced at someone's home, that'd be considered stalking now.
Yeah, I was probably stalking then.
Probably.
Yeah.
2402 said, picking a fight with the man she's dating, a duel to the death to win the woman.
On God, sir, prepare to die. I like that. Let's have a duel.
And Isabella said, my mom met my dad in the 50s when she brought her car into his shop to be repaired. After fixing the car, he disconnected her battery, so she'd have to come back until she went out with him. This was a romantic tale they told to everyone and got much applause every single time. Seems very weird to me.
Now, here's a strange thing, okay? Oftentimes you will hear people tell stories, especially older people been together 50 years or something, that, oh, I couldn't stand him at first, but he kept pursuing me and eventually we fell in love. Now you've been together 50 years. But again, if you do something like that now, it is considered stalking or, you know, no means no. And they say, you want to go out sometime? No. And then if you ask him again, you're a monster. And I mean, obviously you don't want to be a creep about it, but you do hear that sometimes women like to be pursued. And over time, it's like, man, I do like the fact that he just won't give up. I guess I do like him. Isn't there some truth to that?
I don't know.
Am I out of line here?
I guess being pursued is different than constantly asking like that. Like that can be perceived as kind of.
I think it's how you do it, but you know what I'm trying to say?
I hear what you're saying. It just, I don't know. If someone says no,
Doesn't depend how they say no. It's like, no, I'm not interested, but, you know, I don't know.
But you also don't want to be rude. Like, as a woman, you don't want to, I'm seeing someone or, you know, thanks for asking, but no. Like, when no means no. Like, just kind of stop at that point. I don't want you to.
But, I mean, is that not true that you hear people talk about the fact that, oh, I couldn't stand him at first, and then we fell in love? So, like, doesn't that still happen today?
If you ask someone if they want to go out with you and they say no, I think it means no. Now, if you're just talking to someone and you are... you don't ask that question yet, and you just keep talking, and they get to know you, and then you ask. Maybe that's a little different.
What about the guy at the auto body shop? If he, you know, says, "Hey, how you doing?"
Someone disconnected my
battery. She didn't know. She just had to go in again, and he had another opportunity to chat her up. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I'm not okay with that. Right. I wouldn't be okay. Right. I personally wouldn't be okay with that. I think that that's kind of.
You do shoddy work. What is this?
Right. Like, to me. Right. To
Let me take a look.
She'd be in there all greased up, checking out the engine.
I would know that you disconnected my battery because I would just know that at this point.
Should have gone to Sears Auto Center.
Right.
All right. The debate continues. I'm so the romantic in this relationship. I really am. She says I'm not bogus. Consider romantic in the past today? Nope. That's your he said. Jeez. We'll keep it going on the Text Connect and the Facebook. Now, phone line's wide open here, 732-774-4444. Play the phone Tony thing, is there? Yep. You have yesterday's word of the day from Mr. Movie Voice, our own Red Pepper. You have yesterday's word of the day for Monday. Call right now, 732-774-4444. We'll get you Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Coffee thermos. Lines are open. All right, here it is, the new word of the day for today.
I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Do I really have to do this? Are you paying me?
No.
You're not even paying me nothing, are you? Okay, let's do this. I'm Red Pepper with the word of the day on Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. I mean, this is stupid. Come on now. Whippersnapper?
Yep.
Same with feeling. Okay. Whippersnapper.
There it is, your Tuesday word of the day. Mr. Movie Voice, Red Pepper, word of the day. Just gave you the Tuesday word, but every day the following, you know, following day after we give you a word, we ask you to call in and just a little something fun for super fans only.
Yeah.
Did you have the word of the day from yesterday?
I certainly do.
What was it?
Hitter.
You made Red proud, too. That's exactly what it was. It was titter. And you get a Robbie and Rochelle Morning Coffee Thermos just for being a loyal listener, a super fan. Thank you, my friend.
Sounds great. Thank you.
What is your name?
My name's Bob.
And where are you, Bob? What town?
I live in Lenoka Harbor.
Appreciate your listening this morning. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning for Dr. Anthony Lombardi and his new Health and Wellness Center, Lips and IVs, right there in Marlboro, a new Health and Wellness Center. 732-838-9449 is the number. I'm going to give it to you up front because you want to write it down. Put it in your phone. We both attend each week because I'm working on a weight loss plan. Got the semi-glutide treatments and a nutrition plan and doing the B12, taking some vitamins to try and speed up the metabolism as well. So far, about 15 and a half pounds down.
That's amazing.
That was as
that
of last
really
week,
is amazing.
So I do feel as though the shirts are fitting a little better.
Good.
And that was what I really needed. But it's all about health and wellness, and sometimes it just comes to feeling better about yourself. That's why he does the facials and medical-grade skincare and Botox.
Yeah, we were just talking. I had to go and do an on-camera interview yesterday, and they had a producer in there, and I was talking about my career, and he said, "You can't be old enough to have done all of this." And I said, "Well, how old do you think I am?" And of course, I'm always 28, but he actually said 28, and I was shocked and in awe and surprise, but I'm absolutely attributing that to all of my my care that I'm getting at Lips and IVs,
Isn't
my
that
Botox,
nice?
My IV treatments, my facials. My skin is absolutely glowing. I hardly have to wear any makeup, which is great when it gets warmer out the summer. I don't have to worry about melting off my makeup. My skin is looking really, really nice, and I'm so excited to share these videos with everyone so you can see exactly what this treatment can do for you.
Yep, check us out on the socials. We're at Robbie and Rochelle Radio on Instagram, TikTok, on Facebook. Dr. Lombardi and Lips and IVs is on Instagram as well. You can see their videos. Their website,
lipsandivs.com.
Or you can call and make your appointment today, 732-838-9449. Moving into OT here, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. 107.1 The Boss, back for a hump day show. Be with us bright and early, 6 a.m. Wednesday for pre-coffee thoughts. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, horrible scopes. He said.
She said.
At 7:50, 7:10, we'll have more passes into Robbie and Rochelle's big show at the Basie. We'll do the mystery oldie of the day tomorrow morning at 7:10. Mom confessions coming your way, and we'll go to the Celebrity Hotline for the always irreverent and controversial Miss Kathy Griffin. They said don't put her on, but I'm doing it.
Yeah?
She's disappeared for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's been canceled, so we'll see what she has to say about all of that.
We've had her
on,
still canceled?
Had her on before. She's just delightful, so we'll see what she has to say. But I'm sure some will have strong opinions. So I'm going to go at her, and she'll hopefully come right back at me tomorrow morning on the Celebrity Hotline.